Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, to continue to be part of your day. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got a California icon with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Roy Herberger is here. He's a new friend, but he's soon to be an old friend of mine, because I'm going to be with him tomorrow. I'm going to be in Elk Grove, California, which is where he is from and where he does his business. He's got a newspaper there called the Elk Grove Citizen, but he publishes a number of other newspapers that he owns and he operates and has been now for a long, long time, about 50 years, I guess, and started when he was only 6. But he's going to be part of the group of folks that I'm going to be joining and speaking with and speaking to and about, and we'll be talking to each other tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to that. Let's get him in here. Roy Herberger, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, and looking forward to having you as our guest tomorrow. You couldn't have come at a better time.
Well, yeah, it's
good. Gracious.
I'll tell you, I've been thinking about this. You know, I, of course, folks, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, I'm going to be speaking to the Elk Grove Chamber of Commerce and all the small business owners in that part of the world. And, you know, Roy, my message is usually one of optimism and excitement and fundamentals about, you know, how to make sure we get our share of the business. But I suspect that there are going to be a couple of other things on their mind tomorrow. What do you think?
Well, I have a good gut feeling, but I think your title of your speech tomorrow is Survive and Thrive in a Tough Economic Times. You can't hit that better than what you have. But, you know, it's my business. I've been here 50 years, you said. You go through these. You know, Jim Rohn once said, you got to ask him once, what's going to happen the next few years? And this was in a recession there in the 80s, and he said, yeah, I know exactly. He said, we're going to have spring, summer, fall, winter, and we better get ready for spring.
but you know, Roy, and you're like me. I mean, we both are just a teeny tiny bit long in the tooth, and so... this isn't my first rodeo. It's not your first rodeo. The sun will come up tomorrow. And what I tell people and what I'm going to talk about tomorrow is, you know, whatever we're in right now, if you're planning on being in business next year, you got to deal with it.
No way out.
I mean, so my point is, you really got no choice but to find a way to be successful. I love the great quote from Hannibal. Remember the great general that took the elephants over the Alps?
Yeah.
His commanders went out and did the reconnaissance, and they found all these impassable trails through the Alps, you know, and with elephants, believe it or not. And they said, we can't get through. And he said, we will either find a way or make a way.
Or move a mountain to make it.
That's exactly right. And that's what we got to do as small business owners. And the good news is in the 21st century, and this is something that wasn't always the case, I think, Roy, in the 21st century, small business owners have tools today that we didn't have 20, 30 years ago to make a way, don't we?
Well, there's so many ways to go anymore. You know, we're semi-fighting the Internet because they're taking our classifieds away from it. But we've got to utilize that Internet in the means of doing it. And we're doing that.
You got to fight fire with fire, don't you?
Yeah. We're getting more of a gossip column on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
People like to talk. Well, let them talk. Blog,
well,
they call it.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm going to be doing my keynote speech, and then we're going to do a panel, aren't we? And I think you're going to be one of my panelists.
I'm on the panel.
What is the general temperature, what is the general attitude about the economy, about how things are going in your community out there, Ed? I mean,
well, we've been affected by it before this hit. Foreclosures, and these are notices in our paper, legal notices that foreclosures cover pages. We lost tons and tons of advertising when the real estate market went flat here.
Mm-hmm.
We used to run maybe 20 pages on the Elk Grove Citizen alone on a weekend. Now it's down to 2 pages, and we pray that the people are going to pay. But,
mm-hmm.
but in the same thing, we're into a market and putting out more alternate sections and publications. We have a pumpkin contest coming up. that we've got a 48-page tabloid going for it.
Right.
Paid ads. So we're not going to sit around and let it just
When's
grow.
The pumpkin contest?
It's a giant pumpkin contest.
When?
I think it's next weekend.
Oh, darn, I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, by just a few days. Yeah.
Doggone it. Well, you have to show me where some of these big pumpkins are. Are we going to have a Miss Pumpkin?
I know. We have Miss Elk Grove.
We need to have a Miss Pumpkin. I think that would be a great title for somebody. All right, stand by. And, of course, in California, you'd also have to have a Mr. Pumpkin, too, right? Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Roy Herberger. Stay with us. Bye.
And the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them for you. No barriers to entry. We designed them to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Roy Herberger is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Roy is the owner and the publisher of the Elk Grove Citizen, among other newspapers. How many? Well, you got about a handful of newspapers there, Roy.
Yeah, we have six newspapers we own.
These are weeklies.
All weekly except one monthly on swimming. You can come out here in California and go swimming 8 months out of the year. So we put that publication in to kind of fill in the summer months.
Right. And but you do. You were talking earlier about how things have changed in the newspaper industry. The publishing industry has changed, not just the newspaper industry. Magazines have had to adapt. Even book publishing has had to adapt. Anything that was on a printed sheet of paper has been impacted, and especially advertising and news delivery has been impacted by the internet, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, and of course, our major daily out here, the Sacramento Bee, McClatchy, you know, bought out Knight Ritter, and then they hit this slide where their advertising revenue is plummeting, and they're really struggling for their life. So we even went in cahoots with them. If you take our twice-a-week Elk Grove Citizen, you get the Sunday Sacramento Bee, we can't call it free because it's going to be part of the package.
Right.
But it was a new great thing for us.
Well, see, that's the kind of partnering that I like to see small business owners have with big companies.
You never look over your competition.
That's right. That's called co-opetition, isn't it?
Yeah. It's turned out to be that. My son did that, and I about died. That's the enemy. You don't go out there, big friends.
You thought he'd gone over to the dark side, didn't you?
Really? But it's worked out very well for both of us. Because our circulations now run out in our areas, outrun the daily.
Well, see, that's the kind of story that my audience needs to hear, Roy, because they need to understand that opportunities in the 21st century don't look like 20th century opportunities, do they?
Enemies,
20th century enemies, 20th century dark side. Doesn't look like it did in. It doesn't look that way in the 21st century, does it?
No, we both have the same enemies now. It's the internet or something else that's come up. Direct.
But the internet. You know, somebody taught me something a long time ago about the internet. He was talking about comparing the 21st century, you know, technologies like the internet to the traditional business model. And he said, what you've got to understand is it's not either or, it's both and.
Yeah, it really is. You got to use it. It's a tool that everybody's starting to use. I look at my kids and shoot, they got their nose in the computer rather than the nose in my paper. So, but we have to give them something that's not on the internet, and that's where we've been very successful. We cover Elk Grove like a blanket. If you want to hear about the city council, you can't read in the daily. You can't get on the internet, you got to go to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we've grown during this so-called recession, and we haven't had a recession very much. Mm-hmm. We've had to tighten our belt some, but we're going to be aggressively using anything we can to get through this one like we did in the 80s and like we did in the 90s.
Well, and the thing is what you've got to, and I talked about this in the last hour with Jack Ulrich, one of the things that I've tried to help people, I always try to give people some kind of a handle they can put on a solution. You know, it's one thing if you hand somebody a solution, but if they don't have a handle for it, they can't hang on to it for very long. And so what I've said is this, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. See,
that's
if you
correct.
Think if you think you're in the newspaper business, then you're not going to last very long.
No,
you have to realize you're in the communication business, aren't you? The railroads almost lost their industry 100 years ago because they thought they were in the railroad business. They didn't realize they were in the transportation business.
That's right. It's challenging out there. It's just, you know, we, like any other business right now, taking a good look at this rascal, as I call it.
Yeah.
But I'm in here to survive this. Did it. During the 80s, did it during the 90s, almost went under in the 90s.
Did you really?
Oh, we came within days, and I whistled past zero. If you know, in the old days, when you run out of money, you were broke.
Yeah.
But in this day and age, you can go past zero with credit cards and leases
right.
and stuff. And it wasn't for my good name. We did business with the bank at one time. That I walked into him and I said, we're going under, and I talked, he's a banker and a good friend of mine, but I didn't use his bank. He said, what do you got for collateral? And I told him, me. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, I'm past zero. I owe more on my house, I owe more on my business and everything, because I leased everything and I didn't and couldn't collect. We do
right.
hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of business on our presses for
right.
other newspapers. They couldn't pay us.
Had
yeah. plenty on the books.
So you had the business, but you couldn't collect the money.
Couldn't collect the money.
Yeah.
And so I walked to him and I said, the IRS is going to shut me down Friday. This is Wednesday. And this banker said to me, okay, what do you need? And I said, $100,000. And he says, you go get $100,000 life insurance, Herberger, and I'll give you, now I'll loan you that $100,000. I was pretty fast out of the insurance sales.
I bet you did. I bet you did.
But we bounced off the bottom off of that one.
Well, I'll tell you, Roy, what you just said is really an important thing for you to tell my audience. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a man that's been in business since 1959, and 40 years later, he ran into a train wreck, and yet he persevered. He worked his way out of it. He made his banker his best friend, and he worked out of it. And I know there are people out there listening right now who are in that state, and I'll tell you something else, folks, and you know we've heard me say this before. What Roy just told you, I've been there too. There is, the sun will come up tomorrow. You got to keep working. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our new friend, Roy Herberger. He's the owner and the publisher of the Elk Grove Citizen, which is one of his handful of newspapers that he publishes in the great state of California. He's a part of the Elk Grove Chamber of Commerce, which has invited me to come there. I'm leaving actually later today. I'm going to travel out there And tomorrow I'm going to be delivering a keynote speech and moderating a panel on which Roy is going to be one of the panelists. And I'm really looking forward to being out there with our friends at Elk Grove, the Chamber of Commerce out there. Roy, my audience knows that I'm a true believer in Chambers of Commerce. This is my 31st year as a member of a Chamber of Commerce.
You were 8 years old then.
I was only eight. That's exactly right. And I know you've been around chambers for a long time, too. What do you think a chamber of commerce means to a community?
Well, I think it's what you do with it is the key on it. That's why you're out here tomorrow, is because we've kind of changed directions, because we've come from a community which is really small business to a community that's got the big boxes in town. And we have to offer to our chamber something new and different. And you're it tomorrow. You're,
right.
I think, the first one we've ever had of your caliber that's going to come in here and give us a motivation speech and tell us, and I think this is the most opportune time. If you take your chambers of commerce can get you networked with other people. They're a good way to find new people in your community. They're new ways of picking somebody else's brain. If I find somebody pretty smart that's about business, I take them to lunch, and I give them a little one. We order an hors d'oeuvre, then we order a salad, then we order the meal, then we order a little coffee, and then we ought to have a little dessert. So I get an hour's worth of talking with a guy that's a premier thing. It don't cost me a cent except for $12 for lunch. Well, right. Maybe more than that.
Well, dessert might cost you 15. But, you know, the thing about chambers of commerce, and I tell my audience, if you're not a member of your chamber, I want to know why. Because I I've had people say, well, what's the chamber ever done for me? Well, let me tell you something, folks. You are the chamber. And if you want your community to rise above, if you want your community to be high-functioning and to survive and to for you, the local economy to grow and to be vibrant, the Chamber of Commerce is the platform, I think, to make all that happen. Because, Roy, what amazes me about chambers and what I think is so critical about it, about a Chamber of Commerce, a local chamber, is that it cuts across all the boundaries. The business, the politics, the education, the tourism, the industrial development, it cuts across all those boundaries. There is no other entity in a community that has members of all of those groups as a member of that group.
And it changes as a city changes, so you can ride right with it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, folks, please get involved in your chamber. Join your chamber and start out by becoming a member of a small committee. And when you can attend a 30-minute meeting once a month or something like that, and then grow into it, you're going to meet friends. You're going to meet people. When I go to these chambers, Roy, as I do across the country, I see the camaraderie and the fellowship and the love that these people have for each other. And the only connection they have with these other people is how they met them in the chamber.
Well, not only that, you can do a lot for your community, because the economic side of the chamber is to build business, not to tear it down. And you're in the business there with a chamber that's supposedly, and it should do it. And if it's not doing it, you should help it.
And there's some public policy issues that chambers get involved in that they need to get involved in to help the business community, aren't there?
Well, they've just started 2 years ago endorsing candidates, and if that hasn't gotten a ruckus. But on the other hand, and we're no longer small, on the other hand, they've been right. They've picked the right ones because they've endorsed it. They pick only those people that are business-oriented. In other words, if they're up there running against something to be on the city council, for example, they don't push them. They push somebody that's out there to do something for the business community.
People who are going to make things happen. So, anyway, folks, I encourage you to involve in your chamber. I know you've been president of the chamber before, haven't you?
A couple times here.
Yeah. So we appreciate your service, Roy. You want to give us a website, please?
Pardon?
Your website?
My website is R. Herberger. And
now, that's your email. I want your website. Herberger.net.
Oh, my website? Just check on Elk Grove Citizen.
Elk Grove Citizen. And check that out. And Roy Herberger, H-E-R-B-U-R-G-E-R. Hey, Roy, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
That'll be great.
We'll have some fun. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay, thank you.
Roy Herberger, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, a great small business American. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, Elk Grove, California. I'm coming to see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.